Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Well, just yeah, there you go.
All of our friends over on YouTube, it's good to have you with us.
YouTube is not up yet. YouTube is here. Thank you, YouTubers, for being with us. Oh, to start the show? Okay. Hold on. Let me finish sharing it. To over here.
All right. So I started to say, if I had one word, it would be my at this point right now about spiritual authority. Thank you. I would still have to get to about 15 verses. I don't, I'm sure yet how to bring it all down to one verse. Because they're all so important. The verses in John chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, about the fact that you and I have a birth certificate in this earth, and it gives us Oak County, but the fact that you were born here on this earth gives us the Lord over the enemy. Anybody that tries to come into this spiritual authority any other way is a thief and a robber, according to Jesus. And that's why Jesus has no power, has no problem having hope
for our enemy. And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. So let's say, as soon as I say I'm going to give you one verse, I got five, so I got to work with that a little bit. We'll let Brother Andrew do some teaching, and then I'll come back with my one verse.
All right. Here we go.
Wow.
Mo there.
Men.
say it. Yes.
Well, there is some word. And I know Pastor has some things to say about it, too. That is so interesting. Let's read 2 Corinthians 2:15. This is the verse he was talking about. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life. That is so interesting, because Pastor and I have talked about that so many times before. How does the enemy see when to attack? Because it's obvious that they're, it is obvious that there are points in time that the enemy is, that you see him ramping up to do an attack. And it always seems to be at a critical balancing point. And we've talked about that before. It's like, how does he see? How does he know? I know we've talked with Brother Dan about this before, too. But that is a really interesting statement of Andrew's. And we know this verse very well, that we are the aroma of Christ. We are the sweet. There is another verse. What is it? It's the sweet, sweet smelling savor to God. Is that that verse, or is that a different one? I don't know. But that would make total sense, that when we're not in the will of God, we would be putting off a different scent that draws demons.
Just like poop.
Just like poop. Yeah. It's like, wow, that was an interesting statement.
Andrew Womack would just say it like that, you know, like, no big deal. It's just like poop. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, it is. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate that.
He does not mince any words about anything ever.
But, you know, how often have we seen in our lives, our homes, or business, or not even our, I shouldn't say our, but I mean around us in our circumstances, every evil work begin to take place, and you can't figure out what it is, but it's because strife is there.
Mm-hmm.
Strife is one of the number one killers of anointing. And, of course, not only does it kill the anointing, it welcomes the enemy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that is not what you want. Now, as a mom or a dad, you and I have got to continually be saying, no, that's not going to go on here. Not in this house, not today, and not ever. All right, I'll be right back.
Uh-oh, we lost Pastor again.
Oh. Well, all right. So let's talk about this, too, that we so easily forget. Many times, like he was saying, we think if the person that we're talking about, or, you know, a situation that we're talking about in a negative way, and we think, well, it's not going to have any impact on them. They don't hear us. They'll never know I said that, or whatever the thing is. That may be true in itself, but the enemy hears it. And it is drawn to that open door. He automatically sees a door opening in your life when you start speaking of things that are against godliness.
That's when, well, there's demons that are listening, and they're attracted to any negative talk and strife, arguing, bickering.
Yep.
The dark side just wants to attack when those things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I always say, think positive. Every day when you get up, remind yourself to think positive.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it'd be nice to have your children believe everything you say, but sometimes as a mom, sometimes they want to not think along the same lines mm-hmm. as mother does. Rebellious children, I guess, might be a good word for that.
At some degree, sometimes it's a matter of learning, especially as they're younger. You know, you can tell them this is going to be the result of that, but until they actually see that result, it's not a complete learning, you know, cycle for them.
Kind of like, or learn the hard way. My mom always said, you're going to learn the hard way, right?
Yeah. And it usually takes... It usually, with kids, it takes a couple of instances like that before they start to realize, okay, so mom was serious and she does know what she's talking about. And it takes some longer than others. But then there are others that, like you said, is just pure rebellion. It's because you said it, I'm not doing it. You know, and
kind of like little kids when they put their hands over their ears and say, I can't hear you. Sometimes it carries on a little too long, mm-hmm. like even later in life. Mm-hmm. I had an example I was going to give, but I can't think of what it was. No, I flew out. Flew away into cyberspace, I guess.
And I love how he always says, too, you cannot win a spiritual war with physical weapons, and that is so true. So many times we try to manipulate the physical things in our life or the people to get the result we need when it really is something that should be taken to prayer, because there isn't any amount of, you know, moving people around or changing minds or doing whatever that's actually going to fix what is happening in the spiritual.
It's so invisible. I call it the invisible world.
Mm-hmm.
It's behind the curtain, or mm-hmm. it's the other side. It's spiritual, supernatural, and people can't see it. So there's so many that are not saved because they don't know if it's real.
Yeah.
And I like to tell people, God is real. You can believe it. You can take that to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I know that.
And some people say, but you can't feel him. But in all actuality, you can feel God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And probably the better word is not feel, but experience him. And I think if we can teach people that understanding of the word experience, can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
All right. If we can understand that statement of experience, then the reality is we won't look for a goosebump, a tear, a rush of emotion in God. We'll look for that deep abiding presence that's down deep inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, many will call that a feeling, but it's really, I'm not saying deny feelings. I'm just saying you can't call it a feeling. You have to call it an experience, because how do you describe the feeling of deep down abiding presence? That's not a feeling. That's not a feeling. That's an awareness. That's an understanding. That goes so far beyond a tear like we might have felt at church sometime, or a goosebump when his presence manifests in the room. It's just that deep abiding presence of God that right in the middle of the biggest storm, you're still at peace.
Yeah.
You're still at peace.
And you can feel it. It's tangible.
All right, love. We better quit talking and let you go, because Andrew's got more to say. I know he does. He's sitting right there just quivering.
He does always have more to say. Thank God for Andrew Womack. Oh, okay, let me get this started, and whoever that is at the door, I'll get you in.
There, yeah, I got her.
Say we don't have sound.
Oh, we do now. It went away for a minute and then came back.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
wow.
Now, can you hear
just
me?
When this, just
yeah.
When the story was getting good,
yeah.
He said, I don't have time. I wanted to hear it.
That cliffhanger.
Well.
Are we going to get to hear the end of it tomorrow night?
Well, right now.
Well, no, we're going to play it right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, we got about two or three more of these we're going to do yet tonight. But this is a very powerful statement for this 20-minute segment. There's a ditch on both sides of the road.
Yeah.
Don't get in either one of them. I think Johnson has about the greatest statement on this because he says, don't make a doctrine of the devil. Now, there is a doctrine of the devil. He is real. You can go through the Bible and you can study it out and you can get a doctrine of the devil. But he's crushed and defeated. So the doctrine you need is the doctrine of Jesus. You don't need a doctrine of the devil.
Amen.
All we got to know is he is crushed and defeated. Yes, he's going to come with deception. Yes. And all that stuff doesn't make. If you're walking close to God in the paths of righteousness for his namesake, Psalm 23, it isn't going to matter. So what Bill Johnson says is stop long enough to crush him underneath your feet and go on. That's it. If he shows up, stop long enough to crush him and now go back into the covenant and the joy of the Lord and the blessing of God and the peace of God and being baptized in the Holy Spirit and having the word of God dwell in you richly. Because all power, all authority, all might, all dominion, all strength, all honor, all glory, all blessing belong to Jesus. And when you get done saying all those alls, there ain't nothing left for a fallen angel that was created on the same day as every other angel in the world. There's nothing left. And so, you know, how many times have we seen one of our loved ones and they're fixated on demons and devils and their whole atmosphere is just charged with it and filled with it and they don't know why. And you and I, we just got to continue. Well, it's that first video. We got to be the fragrance of God. We've got to make sure every day that we have spent time alone with God and open up his word and read it right out loud. And if you have trouble reading, then turn on, read the word. Let me read it right out loud. And that way we have the fragrance of Christ. And people will be drawn to us because we are actually carriers of the person of Jesus, the person of the Holy Spirit, the person of God our Father. We're actually carriers in Jesus'
yes.
mighty
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
And wait a minute. I just mentioned a bunch of preachers' names. I'm gonna take that out. Let me say it again. I'm learning how to say this. I'm going to get this right. Most certainly, that's what Bill Johnson said. But it isn't Bill Johnson I'm worried about that I'm speaking of. It's the power of Almighty God, the Holy Spirit of God.
that spoke through the vessel, Bill Johnson, because he submitted to the things of God, and he walks with God every day, and when he teaches the word of God, it's filled with the presence of God. No difference than Dr. Barkley or Dr. Winston or anybody else's name we use here, even Andrew Womack. Don't get all hung up in a person. If it's the power of the Holy Spirit and the word of God on their lips, it's what makes all the difference in the world. All right, we're ready?
Amen. Amen. Well, I wanted to add something to
go ahead.
That he was talking about to resist the devil means not agreeing with him. And we talked about this before. We've talked about it many times. The words that we're saying, if they're not of God, if they're not of healing, if they're not of love, if they're not of peace, they're of the enemy. And any time we speak those things and lay claim to them, puts us in agreement with the enemy and opens up that door. I am always very concerned when I hear someone is going to see a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Because what that practice does is kind of promotes us to go into all of the, you know, just to open up our book of all of the negative things that agree with the enemy. And not speaking the peace of God into our life.
Right.
Instead, you're getting yourself hung up in woe is me because this has happened. And then I have these, well, we actually claim my migraines, my anxiety
yep.
attacks, my panic
yep.
attacks, my fear, and all of that puts you in agreement with the enemy. And you're actually even speaking the words into the atmosphere. So you have to be.
Well,
so
and you're speaking them over yourself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And listen, I understand. Let's add this to the statement that she's making. I understand the battle is real.
Yes. Yes.
I do understand that. And you may not think it of me, but I've been in a spot in my life where I was trying to get it all figured out intellectually, emotionally. I was a basket case. Because that's not the answer.
Yeah.
Jesus, I like Carmen's song. Jesus said to crucify it because that thing there is sin. Crucify the flesh and then walk in the glory of God. If we'll not try to be a Christian, but we'll just walk as one with the Father. All of this stuff will go away,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to force you to have a relationship, which means you got to spend time with it. All of you that have built a relationship with the community of faith, the only way that relationship grows is you spend time with us. If you don't come and spend time, then the next time you show up, you'll feel weird about it. Now, I'm not saying that to manipulate you or control you, but it's the same principle. If you're going to have a wife or a husband, you got to spend time with them.
Amen.
If you're going to have a relationship with God, you have to spend time alone with him. And the first problem, humble yourself, and he will lift you up. And when you humble yourself and you come before him and you just say, Father, I start out my day again today. Thanking you for Jesus' blood that's purged all my sins. Thanking you that today your Jesus' righteousness, the righteousness you gave Jesus and he gave to us, is manifesting in my life right now, and I get to live in it. Well, now all of a sudden, that whole situation begins to change. Because we've got it down to the basis, and that is, I'm a child of God by the blood of Jesus, not by any other work you've ever done. I don't care how many years you've been to church. I don't care how many Sunday school classes or youth groups or anything else you've ever done. It doesn't matter how many messages we've ever preached. There's one force that makes it work. And that's the blood of Jesus and the righteousness of Jesus. And that's what makes it work. Now, I've gone to preaching, and we need to get the rest of the story before we forget the story.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We will be glad to join you again.
All right, let's go. Let's go immediately to the next video as quickly as you can.
Okay.
And Sunday, I think we just heard the answer for Dane and any of these others that are dealing with autism. Somehow we have to begin to get them to speak the word.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just was setting up the next one. But
sorry, I want to go right into it because we need to get like at least two more done. We've got to get them to speak the word that God loves me, Jesus loves me, and I am free. You may not be able to. Let me say it differently. We don't know how much they get by the relationship of God coming in them, of all of their life and intelligence restored immediately. I mean, that one story in Jesus said he was clothed and in his right mind from being naked and bound with chains. And so I think that's what we saw. That's one of the things I just got while he was saying that, is that's going to help us be able to get these people to begin to say, I have the love of God on the inside of me, and I have the power of God in the blood of Jesus. If that's all we can get them to say, that's more power than is necessary to keep all the demonic force away. Let's go into the next video. Let's do one more.
All right.
Whoops. He is fabulous. I love it. I have so much to say about this sermon here. I had never heard him preach this before.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? My.
I hope we get a chance to chat later.
Yeah. The thing about Andrew Womack is he just simply trusted God at an early age.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember his story he tells of when he went to Vietnam. And the walls and the ceiling in his what do they call the military call their place, the barracks, the walls and the ceilings in his barrack were covered with pornography, centerfolds. So he said it didn't matter where you looked in the room, you was going to be looking at a naked woman. And he said, so he just would lay on his bed with his Bible in front of his face and just literally read the word the whole time he was in his barracks. Because he said, I was not going to look at that perversion.
Yeah, he knew enough to know that was a trap.
Yeah. And what a testimony that the word of God not only helped him be a righteous man while he was there, but look at what all of that inundation of the word then in the midst of the, yeah, I mean, that's a severe perversion.
Yeah.
And yet had no power over him.
Yep. God never takes away our ability to choose. He'll give us our choice. And so if you choose the Bible against evil, well, Oh, fantastic things happen. Wonderful.
All right, let's do it. We'll sit here and talk now, but I want to get at least one more in.
Good. Okay.
Here we are. And where did we go? So, wow, I hope you guys are...
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, I always ask that because I have to push the little button and then hope it's right.
Oh, yep.
I don't know which end of it is where I end up. But I got to tell you, that's the first time I ever heard anybody teach the doctrine that man made Satan.
Yeah, I had never heard that before either.
I've never heard that, and I don't know that I necessarily agree with it. But this is what I have to say. It definitely causes us to look at the Word of God and say, Word of God, speak. Because the Word of God is not wrong.
Amen.
His Word
does
not lie.
You know, if you consider the book of Job, I've heard a lot of comments about the Satan in Job. You know, that kind of thing, and how God allowed Satan to mess with Job. Well, Job didn't do, Satan didn't do anything to Job that God didn't allow him to. He told him point blank, you can't do anything to cost his life, and so Satan had to stop. And when you you know, he stopped at, like, giving him boils and stuff, all right? And the whole thing only lasted a couple of weeks anyway. And then Job was rewarded over, you know, 10 times over how much he started with by way of wealth and family and everything. And so, anyway, I don't think that Pastor Womack has based a real religion around Satan in any way, shape, or form. But I love his allegory of how man has authority over Satan. Okay. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything, but you know me. I love to talk.
Well, what we're learning to do is come to the understanding of this. And, you know, the thing we got to do, somebody look the verse up. I think it's Matthew chapter 10, where Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Somebody grabbed that verse because the disciples had returned and said they were rejoicing that even the demons were subject to them. And Jesus said to them, and don't be worried about that. Be glad your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And yet it's a powerful statement that that Jesus is making a statement. He saw Satan fall like lightning out of heaven.
So that is a
declaration of part of what happened when Lucifer fell. If you got that, love, go ahead and read it, or Dan or somebody.
Luke 10:18, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Verse 19, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
So there was a day when Lucifer fell like lightning from heaven. And if he fell like lightning, that means he hit the earth like lightning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So that's why many, many Bible scholars say that that's what happened to the earth, why it was without form and void, was because all of sin raised its head, you know, all of, well, I don't know if you say all, but anyways, rebellion was found in Lucifer's heart. So, don't know about Lucifer being on earth as a ministering spirit to Adam and Eve. Because where would he fall from like lightning if he was already on the earth? And you wouldn't, you'd fall from being 6 feet tall to the ground. You know, that's not,
right.
That doesn't match that reference. That's the joy of listening to several different teachers on the same subject, because all of a sudden we get a wider picture of the doctrines that are out there. Now, I know there's a whole group of people that believe there was a pre-Adamic race, a whole race full of people. The earth was completely inhabited. And it was destroyed, and all the people were destroyed. But there's only a few verses that could possibly be taken out of context to say that. And there's a lot more substantiation to the fact that Lucifer was in heaven. Well, it's Isaiah chapter 14, where he said, I will ascend above the throne of God. See, that's not on earth. Why don't you read that? Isaiah 14. Let's just go to the word of God.
The whole chapter? Let me see. Oracle concerning Assyria.
It won't be the whole chapter. It's like the first 11 verses or something. Money.
Your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your stringed instrument.
Yeah, what verse is that?
That is 11.
Two more.
Yeah, let's go to 3. The remnant taunts Babylon. Let's go to verse 3. It shall come to pass in the day that the Lord gives you rest from your sorrow and from your fear in the hard bondage in which you were made to serve, that you will take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say how the oppressor has ceased, the golden city ceased. The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers. He who struck the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he who ruled the nations in anger is persecuted and no one hinders. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. Indeed, the cypress trees rejoice over you and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since you were cut down, no woodsman has come up against us. Hell from beneath is excited about you to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you, all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. They shall speak. speak and say to you, have you also become as weak as we? Have you become like us? Your pomp is brought down to Sheol in the sound of your stringed instruments. The maggot is spread over you and the worms cover you. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Keep going.
Keep reading as long as it's talking about it, yeah.
Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, all of them sleep in glory, everyone in his own house. But you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like the garment of those who are slain, thrust through with a sword, who go down to the stones of the pit like a corpse trodden underfoot. You will be joined with them in burial because you've destroyed our land and slain your people. The brood of evildoers shall never be named. Prepare slaughter for his children because of the iniquity of their fathers, lest they rise up and possess the land and fill the face of the world with cities. For I will rise against them, says the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and offspring and posterity, says the Lord. I will also make it a possession for the porcupine and marshes of muddy water. I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, says the Lord of hosts.
Wow. Now, so, you know, as is always the case, just like I said at the very beginning of this program, we have to look at our life and say, Holy Spirit, show us what you got going. Teach us something new today. And I've never heard this doctrine before, and it's interesting to hear it. And so this is what we know. Jesus said, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing. And therefore, when he was out of heaven, the reality about God is no sin can be in his presence.
Yeah.
So the slightest thought inside of Lucifer, he was kicked out. I mean, just bam, gone. Drop, kick me, Jesus. And he did. I mean, one flick of God's little finger felled him and any angelic force that thought like him out of heaven.
Yeah.
So... very interesting. Very, 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 very interesting. Now, what time is it?
10:58.
All right.
10 o'clock here.
2 minutes. All right. Well, let's pray. And, let's receive our communion elements together. And glory be to God. Glory be to God. One of these days, we're going to play Dr. Kenneth Hagin as he's talking about spiritual authority. And one day, Jesus showed up to him and was telling him something. He's like, I've never seen that in the Bible. You'll have to show me three references on that in the New Testament. And Jesus said back to him, I'll do you one better. I'll show you four. And Kenneth, there's a lot you don't know about the Bible yet. So thank God we continually get to know and learn about the things of God with no fear.
Amen.
With no fear that our Father is ever going to look at us and say, what's wrong with you? Why don't you know? He's just never going to do that. And thank you, Father. You are always, 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 always taking care of us. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.
So, here we go. Those of you that's joined us on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, let's receive communion elements together. We do this every night, and I really continually, you'll hear me say this continually, and that is, always remember that communion is not a ritual. It's not a religious ritual. It says you and I communing with Jesus about what he's done for us in our lives. And we give you glory and honor and praise for that, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28, verse 31, 1 John 5, 14 and 15, 1 John 4, 17 and 18. Two of my favorite first sets of First John verses, just like First John 1 through 9, First John 2, verse 1, verse 20, verse 24, 27, 28, 29, First John 3, 1 through 9. I kind of like that book. Whenever you're ready, you can read that, Mom.
All right. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Hallelujah. And 1 John 4, verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
We love him because he first loved us.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus, that you took all of the Passover feast. You put it into these communion elements, made it possible for us to celebrate with you your deliverance in our lives from all sin, all sickness, all weakness, all fear. Thank you, Jesus. And just like you said to the disciples on that day, that the great desire, you desired to eat the Passover lamb meal with them. The great desire. We thank you for this time.
Yes.
And we enjoy today the blessing that you have made us into, the righteousness that belongs to us. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, let's pray the prayer of salvation. That way we know everybody's right with God. Verse 27 says, he that receives the communion elements in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. You and I know that that means be born again. And then we must continually examine ourselves to see that we're in God. But if you're walking with the Father every day, you'll always be with God. Pray this with me, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16. I know that you are the only begotten Son of God.
I know that you are the only begotten Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
I receive you right now.
I receive you right now.
Into my life.
Into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Those of you who are joining with us and tonight's program is like, wow, this is a whole new program for me. Well, welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the born-again believers in Almighty God. You didn't just get a religion or a denomination. You actually have just come in contact with Almighty God. And now he wants you to be one with him and to grow and develop to be like him and to be his example, his name, his hand on this earth. And you might say, wow, Pastor, how's all this happened to me in one moment? Well, Jesus is the light of the world. And you just ask him to come in so your being is flooded with light. He's the author and finisher of the faith. So now faith grows in your heart, and you'll be established in the things of faith, and things that you see and understand that you never did before. But what is it? It's God Almighty has come to live within you. Our Father said, I will make my abode within you if you will come out from among them and be separate and touch not the unclean things. And then he not only said that, but he gave you the power to actually do it, because he gave you Jesus' righteousness, his righteousness, that you get to live by every day. And we welcome you to the kingdom. Click like, share, and hit the bell to be notified every time we come on here. This is very interesting, because if you go to a college to get a degree, you don't get to just join the class whenever you decide. You have to start at the beginning. But the kingdom of God is not based upon your intellectual achievements. The kingdom of God is based upon the fact that you received Jesus. From that process of receiving him, now truth lives within you. And no matter where you are in your life when you join the body of Christ, much of what is here is just infused into your system by the nature of the fact that God now lives within you. Rest assured that every time you come here, you'll grow and develop in God. Teach yourself, teach your feet to make their way and be here with us and enjoy the things of God, the teaching. You know, it's like tonight. You might not have ever heard this kind of teaching tonight. And we just encourage you to be here. Seems like for the last 3 weeks, we've been soaking up the teaching of many different mighty men and women of God, the Holy Spirit Conference, the Faith Refresher, and the Book of Revelation. Here's the reality. It's all a great foundation for you.
Yeah.
How do I walk with God, Pastor? Get your Bible. I recommend the New King James Version. It's the closest, from my personal study, it's the closest in our modern day language to the original translation into English. And begin to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the first four books of the New Testament, the New Covenant, and the book of Acts. From that, you'll be established in the life of Jesus and how he functioned on this earth and the beginning of the church. And then you'll be reading it. You'll hear us talk about it. And every session you can get to with us will be another session where the Spirit of God is moving. The word of God is taught, and the name of Jesus is lifted high, and it'll be a blessing to you. Well, I've gone to preaching, and let's receive our communion elements together. You will hold up your elements together, and we will bless them, pray over them, and then we'll receive them together. Pray this prayer with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements
for this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes, I am healed.
And by your stripes, I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in our community.
In the body of Christ in our community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
Amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken. And even though we've never sacrificed a lamb, prepared a Passover meal. Thank you that you made it all possible for us right here in Jesus' mighty name. Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away. And all things have become new. In my life forever. By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
And I just love to declare it.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over my life.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over my life.
And cannot be on me or my family. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church. Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, I want us to end our program a little differently today than what we have been. So, Sister Phyllis, you can read these verses if you want. And I want to go to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 14 through 21, because...
Can I drink the...
Oh, my goodness, drink the juice, yes. My goodness. We didn't even sing a song, did we? I can see down the road where we're going, and I'm going. Let's sing. Glory to your name. Glory to your name.